Joe Fisher and I were ruminating on Saturday. By the way, I didn't say this on the air. Let's bring Joe in.
Yeah, Joe's here.
Yeah.
We got to hang with Tommy Tuberville's wife and mom before the game.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
I bet they were glad to see you.
They roughed Joe up.
Especially when I showed up in that gold shirt with the star on it. They were like, who is this?
Yeah, they need him in the game of Charlie Horse. And
I think Mrs. Tuberville pickpocketed the first 15 on the script.
Sure.
Yeah, Joe was wearing the wristband. And she.
It looks like it. It's funny, you were talking about the chalkboard and, you know, having been born in this town and grown up watching TV, you know, there was another guy years ago that used the chalkboard as part of a gimmick for himself. You remember George Goldtrap that did the weather here at Channel 4 for years? Uh-huh. He would finish his weather report and write something on the chalkboard to, you know, describe what the day was going to be like, and then he would take the chalk and he'd flip it up in the air and he'd catch it in his coat pocket.
Oh, and he stole the idea then. Hope did.
I remember
breaking news.
He would say
TMZ.com.
He would say that's the weather by George, and he would throw it up and catch it in his pocket.
And they would keep track of how many he made in the pocket and calculate the percentages every year. You know, he would make it and they'd show he was making 96% of them or whatever.
That is so Anchorman. If there was ever a sequel, that's what the new weather guy would be doing. Is that who Sajak succeeded?
Oh gosh. Probably. I don't remember what order they fell in. I saw so many through here, you know, over the years, so I don't know.
Well, Joe, let's talk football. Oh, maybe we should talk baseball to begin. We saw Jensen Lewis warming up in the bullpen last night for Cleveland in the late innings, but they decided to go with the more veteran pitchers that Cleveland did.
And it worked out, and you know, they're in the league championship series, and that's got to be exciting. But I think Jensen has certainly earned, you know, some looks now from that staff that he can pitch in those critical situations. He made two great appearances in the series and didn't give up a hit and struck out four. I think he threw 26 pitches and had four strikeouts. So I think he certainly earned that middle relief opportunity. Be interesting to see how they develop later on if they want to use him in even later innings. You know, so far it's been, you know, sixth inning, seventh inning. See if he works his way to where he's in the eighth. And I'm very, very happy for him and excited. It gives you an extra reason to pull for Cleveland if you're a Commodore fan.
Joe, I thought Bobby Johnson was pretty candid in his press conference yesterday about, you know, assessing what went wrong at Auburn, talking about how the defense, you know, while guys were trying to make plays, did a little too much freelancing, and also talked about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, I think it was interesting, and we've been through that before, and I guess maybe that's a product of not having had tremendous success over the years. You get in those big situations, and even players with all the best intentions try to do a little more than usual, step a little bit outside of the lane, get, you know, try to make one extra tackle over farther away and kind of go away from their responsibilities to the defense. And we saw it so many times, Kevin, on Saturday and talked about it. You know, there were guys, and Mark, you saw it, guys would cut back against the grain and there'd be nobody there because they had over-pursued into the wrong lane. So got to be disciplined and got to be, you know, in control even in those big situations. In terms of quarterback, I think Bobby was pretty honest. You know, they've reached a point here. Chris has struggled a couple of weeks in a row. Mac didn't play that poorly in the second half, did drive the team down on that 15-play drive for a touchdown. And I think he'll get more reps during the course of the week, and they'll take a look. And I don't think they want this to go to the last minute. I think they'd like to have a decision made, you know, mid to late week on who it's going to be and let them know. But we'll wait and see. But both guys are going to get a serious look and basically a chance to win the job this week.
Joe, real quick word about basketball. You know, it's getting cranked up. And who do they think had a good offseason? And who is Kevin most excited about?
Well, I think he's excited about a number of things. He's certainly excited about some of the new people coming in. They're going to add to the mix. But I think, obviously, A.J. Ogilvy is the one they talk about so much because of his ability to walk in and probably right away go into the post. And I think what Kevin's really excited about is not necessarily just individuals. He likes Red Gordon throughout this offseason, who looks really good and is ready to go. Jermaine Beal looks very strong and ready to go. There are going to be so many battles for positions and playing time that it could be a pretty competitive preseason camp. But you start thinking about the possibilities of lineups and things that Kevin can do. And, you know, he can go small with a couple of point guards on the floor at the same time. He can go big with Ogilvy in the middle, Metcalf at one post at forward spot, Ross Neltner at another forward spot. I mean, they could go suddenly to have a very large lineup on the floor. So he's got a lot of options and a lot of things to be excited about.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.